Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. It is good to be together again midweek as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. God is sovereign. This has been the focus of our ongoing conversation, and we continue now to understand the impact of God's sovereignty in our lives as believers in His Son, Jesus Christ. God's sovereignty, of course, affects all people. We saw that in the life and testimony of Nebuchadnezzar last week. But now we bear down on how God does whatever He pleases in the lives of His people, Christians. And last time I pulled together Ephesians 1, verses 4 and 5, showing us that God chooses us to be His servants, with Job chapters 1 and 2, showing us that God also chose Job to be His servant, and His servant who suffered. The implication is this: Christians are chosen by God to be God's servants, and also to suffer as His servants, so that our suffering comes along with our service. Jesus is our perfect model. Jesus is the suffering servant. Isaiah chapter 53. Did you read it? God's sovereignty means God does whatever He pleases, and it pleases God to choose us as His servants. It also pleases God that we will be servants who, in some way, albeit different for us all, will experience suffering in this very human life that we lead. And if you have been a believer in Christ, a Christian, and a servant of the living God for any period of time, then you know by experience this is true. Under the sovereign hand of God, Christians suffer. And you might say, well, how come nobody told me about this when I was considering Christ? All I heard about was how He would make all my problems go away, about how my life would be better. All they told me was that I would have eternal life. But none of the Christians I spoke with told me about how hard it would be to follow Christ, about the trials and the trouble I would have, about how difficult spiritual battles would be, about opposition to my faith, that I would have to deal with Satan and his constant temptations to me. Well, what you are thinking is that nobody told you suffering was a part of the deal that you would be signing up for in following Christ. I know how you feel, and nobody told me either. But I am telling you this now. Maybe our conversation will put your past and present suffering in context in the Bible and help you to see that what has happened to you is normal, not at all unusual. God is sovereign. He does whatever He pleases. It pleased Him to choose you to be His son, to be His daughter, and it pleases Him to sometimes allow you to suffer or to sometimes intentionally bring into your life suffering. Again, let's return to Job's life and learn this lesson from him. We'll hear how Job acknowledged the sovereignty of God in his suffering and listen for Job's response to God. But just before we do that, I want you to stick with me because I will say something to you who think I am making God sound cruel and unloving by saying that God sometimes will allow you to suffer or sometimes to intentionally bring into your life suffering. My response to that is forthcoming, likely not today, but tomorrow. God is not cruel or unloving, but I need some time to develop that for you in the Bible. I cannot do these two things at once. If I could, I would. So all I can do is handle what follows one at a time and pray that you will be here each and every day, for God is. Returning to the book of Job, I will remind you that in Job chapter 1, God and Satan are in conversation in heaven, and here is what follows. I'm reading Job chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Job 1, 8 through 12 says, The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, fearing God and turning away from evil." Then Satan answered the Lord, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge about him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But put forth your hand now and touch all that he has. He will surely curse you to your face." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not put forth your hand on him." So Satan departed from the presence of the Lord. That was Job 1, verses 8 through 12. Then, as we saw a few weeks ago, in verses 13 through 19 of Job 1, Satan inflicts Job with great suffering. Job's livestock are all taken, his servants are killed, and worst of all of Job's 10 children are killed. Now that's suffering. In verse 8, God says that Job is his servant, and by verse 19, Job is definitely God's servant who suffers. Here is the sovereignty of God. God sovereignly chose Job. It pleased God to choose Job to be his servant. We love that part. All of the servants of the living God rejoice, and we are glad that God has chosen us to be his before the foundation of the world. And he gave us Christ so that we will have our sins forgiven, such that we can be children of holy God. We love this. But are we not as in love with the reality of suffering that Job endures here? I mean, do you like this part of the story? Wouldn't you prefer Job 1, verses 13 through 19 were not in your Bible? Well, here is where Job continues as our teacher. Listen to how he responds to God after he learns that he has lost all, including 10 children. We read Job's words in Job 1, verse 21. "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away." Please note that in your Bible. This response reveals that Job believes in the sovereignty of God. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. I read the sentiment in this as it pleased the Lord to give, and it has pleased the Lord to take away. God does whatever he pleases. Sometimes it pleases God to give, and sometimes it pleases God to take away. This is the sovereignty of God in action. It is very important that you notice who Job attributed the deaths of his children, servants, and loss of livestock to. He attributed these deep and painful losses to God. The Lord has taken away. Notice that Job did not attribute this to Satan, even though we know Satan did this because God allowed Satan to. I believe Job 1, this part of verse 21, is Job's statement that he believed in the sovereignty of God. It has pleased God to do this. Reasons, Job. It is one thing for Job and for us to say, "I believe in the sovereignty of God. I believe God does whatever he pleases. That's my theology also." But what does our heart say? What do our actions say? How do we respond to the sovereignty of God when we suffer? Not with our minds or with our mouths, but with our hearts. Would we say what Job says next? He continues in Job chapter 1 and verse 21, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." I'll read Job again, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." As A.W. Pink says, quote, "Not only did Job recognize God's sovereignty, but he rejoiced in it too," unquote. Not only did Job recognize God's sovereignty, but he rejoiced in it too. I totally agree. Here is how I interpret the full biblical statement. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. That is the sovereignty of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is Job's response to God's sovereignty. It is to worship God. It is to praise God. It is to say, God, I trust that you have done whatever has pleased you, and I'm choosing to worship you despite my deep sense of loss and my grief. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In a sense, God got praised for Satan's work. How that must spurn the devil and make him so angry. Satan killed the servants and the children and stole the livestock, and God gets praised anyway? Everyone and everything is under the sovereign control of God, including the devil. And because God is in charge, God gets the praise. Yes, even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God gets the praise. Oh, my friend, I hope you see this in the Bible. Job teaches us one of the most valuable lessons we will ever have. God does whatever he pleases, and God is always worthy of our worship, even when what pleases him displeases us. Are you questioning God in the midst of your suffering? Are you displeased with God in the midst of pain? Well, my prayer for you and my prayer for myself is that we will learn to acknowledge the sovereignty of God in all things and worship God anyway. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you say that? Join me tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.